This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. And good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, September 5th, and it's a little after 11 a.m. in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today as we grade the Progressive Liberal Party as they trek toward their first year anniversary in office. As you know, on September 17, 2021, the PLP won 57% of the seats. This total about 32 seats. In contrast to the FNM's 7-seat. So we're going to have a conversation today, and I'm going to give you some guidelines because I want people to call in. I want to have a better conversation, right? I want to have a conversation where you're not necessarily brown nose. You don't not necessarily damn the PLP because for damning sake. I want to have a conversation on how you personally feel. How is the Progressive Liberal Party impacting you in their efforts, in their governance? So I want you to call in and give your report. And so this is the guideline. The guideline is when you call, you must give your constituency. You must give your constituency or the MP name so I can know who are we grading, right? So you're going to give a grade for or percentage grade for your MP on your or your constituency. And also, I want you, whatever grade it is, you got to give two reasons why, right? If you say, hey, he got 102%, you got to give the two reasons why. And if you say you get 24%, you got to give your two reasons why, right? And I also want you to conclude with a recommendation. We got, see, this is a government, right? So we got to help them. So, man, government, this is what you need to stay in track on. You can't come off of this. If you want to stay in power, you know, you want to govern me better, these are the things you need to do. So we're going to have a conversation on that. And to help me with this conversation, I have Ian Munnings, right? Who's a political analyst of his own, right? I know he has bias. I'm not going to tell you what his bias is. You can hear it in his conversation, right? You can hear how he's talking, who he supports as he speak. But I'm going to start off with him. Right? First of all, I want you to tell me your constituency, right? Or your MP name, right? Give some reasons why, what grade you give him, right? The same guidelines I give everybody there. And we will talk about it, you know? Recently, there was a survey, and the survey gave a support to the Prime Minister. Philip Davis said he had 70% approval rating by the entire Bahamas. 70% of the people say, man, the Prime Minister's doing a good job. Then by extension, they also give the Progressive Liberal Party government a grade, right? They give them 64% approval rating at this present time for the year that they were in power. And mind you, 70% for a leader is high.
Very high.
Right? Because usually it's about 54-ish for the leader, which is a good grade by itself. 64% for a government is high. Again, it's usually about 54% in their first year. And then that slowly trickles down where people say, man, this government need to go, right? So to have such a high grade so early, right, it tells a tale about what the Progressive Liberal Party is doing. And I want to talk about that. And I'm going to push you Munnings, push you and prod you to see exactly what you think they are doing. You know, I want to hear your response for that. But I'm going to, without further ado, I just want to make sure the guidelines are there. So when the callers start calling, and let me give you the numbers. So it's 323-6232, 325-6376, 325-4259. Let me make sure I call that number right. 325-4316, 325-4259. And we'll have a discussion with that. I want to engage you. So depending on what you say, you see, I might ask you another question just so I can understand exactly how are you rating the PLP? What is their grade? So I go, so without further ado, I go to you, Munnings.
That's a what, big Bahamas.
What is your grade? What is your grade?
You know, there are some things we have to think about before we start the grading system. We have to look at what are we grading on? What are our expectations as a people? Have they risen or have they declined? So when we rate the current government, we're going to be rating them based on the former administration and everything that they particularly did. And this is how we're going to be able to look at the new present government today and say, hey, we're going to rate you based on the past government that was in power, that they did this or they did that. And the present government, what are they doing?
See, I already see how you're trying to thwart my conversation. Already bringing the F&M into this. And I don't want to talk about the F&M. I'm going to judge the F&M on another show. I don't want to hear about the F&M today. I want to hear strictly about the PLP and our expectations, expectations of the Progressive Liberal Party.
Well, I'll say this. If I had to grade the Progressive Liberal Party right now, to be frankly honest, mm-hmm. I would have to give them a C-.
C-?
Yes, I'd have
given them a surprised that I agree, but go ahead.
I'll tell you why I'll give you a C-. I'll give them a C- of this. I'll give you C- because most of the things that we have seen of they have produced thus far, they've been low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging fruit.
You know, so we take that low-hanging fruit and we run with that because why? We have now just endured the former administration. You said not to, but this is reality.
I'm going to give you a loophole because once upon a time, people were critiquing the F&M saying, why don't they attack the low-hanging fruits? And that's what one of the criticisms they got. They said, man, these seem simple things they could have done, they didn't do. But go ahead.
Right. So the things that they were challenged by, they didn't do. The things that could have been simplified and they could have done, they didn't do. Now we have the new administration now. It's like a breath of fresh air. So people are very optimistic about seeing where the country would go, see if the mindset of the people have changed in terms of the leadership. We grade the leadership now based on their performances. And the performances, like I said, thus far would be a C- to me. If we were grading the public relations of the current party, I'd say it's an A+. I think that they did more PR work than they particularly do.
You sound like the former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham.
That's my opinion.
Public relations is an A+.
Because we've seen it. We've seen it. We haven't seen before an administration come into power into office, and the presence of the media seems like they've been silenced.
Mm.
When we see a boo-boo, we don't hear a boo-boo anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in order for us to have a fair democratic country, we need difference of opinion. We need opposition. We need people to say to you, if you're doing right, you're doing right. If you're going to grade you, let's grade you based on your work performances. I'm not saying that all of the persons that are involved in the party isn't working. I'm saying to you is that on a normal basis, and it's proven, because if we look at electoral votes, more than 50% of the Bahamian people ain't voted. Mm-hmm. Why? Whether it's for a dislike of the former government, or whether you were very apprehensive of voting for the new government, or you just didn't want to come out because after the government said to you, stay home by your grandmother's house, don't interact, social distance, do all of these things, but you still want me to come out and vote, distance myself, but then you allow persons that had COVID to come in and vote at the same time? There we have it. That's why you have a lot of persons that didn't vote. That's the reality. So the present administration have to ask themselves a question. Did we really win the election, or was it dislike from a particular individual that caused the people not to come out and vote? So we had a landslide from what we call our supporters that supported us no matter what, the generals on the road.
But we know that the former administration also had a landslide. It's reversed, right?
Yes.
And then they found out at the end, the people who voted for them not necessarily were their supporters.
That's my point.
Changed their mind and went on the opposite side, right? But I want to ask you this before I go to the caller. I see that there's a caller on the line. Which constituency do you live in? And what grade would you give your constituency MP?
I'm from the Great Mount Moriah.
And who's the MP for that area?
I think it's the Beaches and Park Chairman, Mikhail Barnaby.
And how is he, how do you feel? Not how is he doing. How do you feel his presence in terms of, okay, he represented me. I feel it. I see him in the House Assembly. I see him around, you know. I see the town hall meetings. How do you feel?
He's my member of parliament. And I said this to him. Somebody's going to have to keep your foot to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that person will be me and a few other persons. He's come into the community. He seems to, at this time, be interacting with a lot of the youths and giving them some opportunities. I've seen it because I have some friends that he looked out for, persons who has contributed to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the start. Now, how he'll finish, I have no idea. But I can tell you one thing, I'm going to be that little fire, the little tone, and say, listen, we need more programs. We mm-hmm. need more of this. We mm-hmm. need more of that.
Mm-hmm. So then of course, to culminate with the last question, of course, what would you recommend to him?
Well, I'll recommend to
him. For him to keep his job, of course.
Yeah, I'd recommend until this. Sometime I believe, for me, in my experience of seeing these particular leaders now, today's leaders, in the position that they're in as leadership, bring back those days of the 80 Hanas and so forth. When they went into the office, yeah, they got an office appointment, they're doing the people's business, no problem. But you still have to be connected to your people also. So after 5 o'clock, we witnessed those particular MPs back in those days. They used to come home from their jobs, come back into constituency, interact with the people, find out what is the plight of the people, and, you know, just really hear the voices of the people. And I think that if they have that common man touch, they will continuously hold their seat.
So you want to see a community present, and then you want to see how to make sure a set office date where you know he's there.
And follow through with what you say.
And follow through. Well, accessibility, I think they call that. But now I see we have a call on the line, and producer Patch should call it through, so I can put these questions on him, and so Munnings and I can engage them. Go ahead, caller. How would you grade the PLP?
Good day, Mr. Nuri.
I know you'll give the PLP A, but go ahead. How you doing?
and to your guest.
Yes.
First, I'm from Tall Pine, so let me speak on behalf of Tall Pine.
I can
grade Dr. Michael Davos, the Minister of Health and Wellness. I give him an 80%.
80%, that's a strong
beat. The reason I give him that 80% because I am a part of him.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who knows DeWitt, I call my name publicly on your radio this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be a part of something where they making no sense.
Mm-hmm.
I can say this. I hats off to Tall Pines and to the constituency office. First of all, let's start off by saying how many constituency office in this country, people who won, is open. I can say, and I can go on record right now,
mm-hmm.
that Tall Pines office is open 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
5 days a week. All right? That's one. And for the previous government with the roads and different things, which is mandatory, and I want Bahamian people to understand something. When you see politicians fixing the road, that's mandatory, people. That isn't something that, hey, the politician do out of the clear blue. That's mandatory. That's called infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say that Dr. Davil has took it to, you know, has make it improvement with some of the roads, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can also say, I can go on record to say with Dr. Davil, right? His responsibility is much more greater than Tall Pine. As we know that when the election was over, as he became the Minister of Health and Wellness, his job became even greater, because we were basically hit with this COVID, you know, basically the spike. So by him being the Minister of Health and Wellness and his team from PHA, I think they did a pretty good job
mm-hmm.
With their expertise and knowledge to get a grip on this COVID situation. But the biggest accomplishment for me for the PLP as a proud supporter is the opening of this country, Mr. Nuri,
mm-hmm.
because I don't care whoever that gentleman in that studio supports, whether he supports the FNM, PLP, DNA, whoever, we should be grateful
mm-hmm.
and thankful
mm-hmm.
that the country is open. I spoke to many FNMs. I'm talking about financial donors in this in the FNM party who say they don't like the PLP. But they say, DeWitt, we thank God that Mr. Davis has opened the country, that we could have our business, and that we could employ people.
Thank you very much.
My biggest accomplishment
uh-huh.
is thank God the country open, bro.
And I agree. Thank God the country's open. That's something to commend the PLP administration for. I see you have another caller there, producer. Go ahead. Welcome to Guy and Radio AM.
CA New and your guest.
How you doing? What constituency are you
calling
from?
Day.
Me?
Yeah, constituency.
I'm in Angliston.
Angliston.
Right now. I mean, I could vote places, but I vote once in Angliston.
No, you can't vote two places now. Let me call the police.
I have a house here and a house there.
No. You can only be registered one particular place.
Then, yeah, I registered in only one.
Which one you voted in?
Angliston.
Okay, you're in Angliston. Okay. So yeah. your representative would be Glennis, right?
Glennis Hanneman.
Yeah, but let me get to the point. My full time is going short. For the 1 year, right? One year brave hard work is more than benefit in 4.5 years. We didn't see him. I don't know what he did, watched TV all day. In other words, fake news from me gone. We have seen Bird Davis on the job working, I mean, meeting people, greeting people for 1 year. 1 year of one year, 4 years of menace, ducking us, hiding. The ministers doing what they want to do. We know Davis grasps his government. He has full control of every minister. Do you feel that, CA?
I waiting for you to talk with Glennis Hyder Martin, because I remember I give some guidelines.
I don't need her. I mean,
you state your MP, you state your constituency.
I vote for prime minister.
Oh, you vote for prime minister?
I vote for prime minister straight up. We was tired of Christie. Mm-hmm. He had to go. Menace was a mistake. That the first senator, they warned us about Menace. He's lazy. He's not a leader. He's untruthful. Everything they said about Menace came true. He's a lazy man. What he did, we don't know. He had no ministry even. The ministers did what they wanted to menace, maintain, to wreck the police force. And he sat there and watched. He was the worst prime minister. I don't know, he was a doctor. Doctors are made to run hospitals. You don't seem to get it about that. Doctors don't run hospitals. Doctors go to do medicine. Not be leaders over 5,000 people. Doctors are smart, but they're not born leaders.
So what grade do you give the prime ministers then, since you voted for a prime minister? So I can move on to the next caller. You going? Okay. So producer, let me go to the next caller, but I can address you right now. Hello, are you there, caller? Caller?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how you doing? What constituency are you calling from?
All right, Southern Charles, Leroy Mayor-John, but I don't know, ICM Sense Event. He don't answer the phone.
So what grade would you give him, and what you want to see him for?
He got an F. He need to clean up around there. That's number one.
Well, I thought the people said that he was a great man and doing some great things. I heard some people call in and say that he was a great man doing some great work on the ground.
I see on the other side, but not around there. I see Frankie brought it up, and I wasn't really a fan of Frankie.
Mm.
Thank you.
So you recommend that he needs to come around more and engage the constituents? And that he's challenged right now. So we just go on the MP now, and people won't see
if
him.
You'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
This is some of the things that I'm talking about now, Siri. We're trying to grade the current administration.
Mm-hmm.
And persons are reverting back to the former administration.
Yes.
So you're being judged based on the one that you took the crown from.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than what it is that you're doing currently as a leader of a country. You know, when I grade, give my honest opinion on how I grade them, I'm grading you because we need to see more tangible things.
Mm-hmm.
We said an election is set for 5 years, but it's proven it don't have to do five. It can do four.
Mm-hmm.
The current administration, when it's the fourth year in part of 5 years, the election, what all can we say that we will be able to say we have done,
mm-hmm.
that we can see that is tangible? That the individuals in the country, that we have seen success in the entrepreneurship. We have seen people who we can look at and say, hey, that person, I know them. They true hard work, they make that happen.
Well, I can speak for the Ministry of Tourism.
Mm-hmm.
I every day they make an announcement. I mean, I'm not sure it's something tangible yet to say, well, this is what's happening. But definitely there's announcement that new hotels coming up and new programs and dates. But I'm impressed with that.
Well, that goes under the public relations.
Mm. What public relations?
That falls under the public relations. So if we grade that, that'll be A+, hands down.
Okay.
We have the press secretary that speaks a lot on what's going on and what's happening and so forth in the country. Now, if we really want to get to the nitty gritty, we look at some things. I look at this administration and I see that if our prime minister, current prime minister, if what he envisions in terms of the blue carbon credits. If that ever comes in fruition and the bigger countries fall in line and it works itself out the way it's supposed to.
They say give him 2 years for that.
I'm saying if it happens, because
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at that being his main set portfolio to show what his legacy done for the country. If that comes into play, I would say that that Mr. Davis would.
I see you call and I have a text right now. I say, C.A. Nuri, is it just me or does it feel as if the government is not taking crime seriously? Why does it feel like our prime minister is in a beauty pageant? His focus just seems to be on clean air rather than saving human lives. But, we know when the Prime Minister came in power, he stated that he's going to go after carbon credits and the environment. That's a staple within this administration. Mm-hmm. So I expect him to travel the world and expect him to have this on the forefront, and he has made that clear. Now, if you thinking about crime, we need to start poking at the Minister of National Security and see what he's saying. But I see I have another caller there. Producer Patch, that caller through. How you doing, caller? Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. What constituency are you calling from?
I'm calling from Leroy Major's constituency.
Another one.
I don't have anything good to report. I really agree with the caller last. Mm-hmm. I can't speak with anybody else's interaction with him. I can only speak with my own. Mm-hmm. And he's not doing a good job.
What do you want to see from him?
What I would like to see from him is more activities inside our community. You know, I have an organization that I even asked Mr. Major to help assist with, and where I asked that we can even work together and we can create a community youth program for young people in our community. Mm-hmm. And it's always, okay, we can do that, we can sell, we can do that. But nothing ever happened. I haven't seen him.
What grade would you give Mr. Major?
Academy?
What grade would you give him?
F. This sound like
my schoolmate on the phone.
I hope.
This sound like my schoolmate on the phone.
I don't know, but I'll give an F.
But
I mean, because to me, like, I keep hearing all kind of people always talking about the government, and I thought that Mr. Major being so new, maybe it's because he's being new that he's still getting used, I don't know. But what I do know right now is it's not working, and the party before him, which was FNM, they wasn't doing nothing either. Not in our community. I've never even seen the MP in our community,
Have you reached out to him and voiced your opinion?
I didn't reach out and be into the office. I didn't call. I didn't get hung up on. I didn't get hold on. We can speak to you. I didn't get all of that good stuff.
Well, you know, I know you and I know you well. So what I intend to do is I'm going to personally reach out to that particular MP, and mm-hmm. I'm going to get you back on the line because I got your number, and I'm going to make sure that you connect with him, because I believe, you know, I'm going to be fair. There are sometimes when these leaders get into position, the new ones, they are overburdened, I think, with so many different things going on at one time. They too themselves don't realize that they're in office.
Okay, so, and I agree with you. Yeah. So that is why I made the offer. Listen, I already have a well-established nonprofit organization, okay? The youth organization is doing well. So that's why, because I know he's going to be overwhelmed with a lot of work, I'm, like you said, being new. I offered, I will be hands-on. I said I can be hands-on with it because if you know me, you know I deal with youth.
You've been doing it for a very long time, teaching and doing all of that.
A very long time. Mm-hmm. So I offered to do the hands-on work to get it together. We just had a reading in the park on Saturday past. I had a bunch of young people. Check out our Facebook page. I had a bunch of young people there helping smaller kids with their homework and everything. The government didn't do that. The MP didn't do that. I did that with the grace of God, and the kids showed up and I talked to these big young men.
And I think that is the way forward. I think that we need as a community, as a people, we need to continue to do what we do, support each other doing what we're doing. And I think that government's coming into play. They change every 5 years. I think they will follow the rule from us rather than us following the lead from them. We have elected them to do a particular job. And I believe that if we hold them accountable to this job, the people is the greatest voice in the nation. The people.
Exactly.
The voice of the people is the voice of God. That's all I'll say.
Thank you very much.
And then one more point, please. Mm-hmm. When you ask them to invest or support these organizations, you're not asking them to support something that you're just starting. You have credit behind your name. You have something that you do on a daily basis. Why is it so hard for them to invest? Why does it always seem to be a running away? Why is it always something that they have to put off to see? And then when you listen, they're investing in something else that doesn't even last or isn't even reputable enough to deal with the young people, because at the end of the day, it's the young people that are going to be left to pick up whatever foolishness that is left behind.
And I appreciate you calling. And like Manik said, he's going to reach out. He's going to reach out to you and see what he can do. But I note your grade. That's 2F for Leroy Munnings. And we need the chairman of the PLP to speak to him, to engage him, let him know that there are one or two disgruntled people there. But thank you very much, Carl. Let's move on. Producer Patch, the next call is through. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. We are grading the PLP this morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
You're doing a good show. I represent Freetown.
Freetown?
Yes, sir.
That's a great we in Monroe.
That's right. The Minister of Security doing a wonderful job.
Wonderful job.
And I give him an A, and I also give my Prime Minister a double A.
So you giving the Mr. Wayne Monroe an A for national security or for the MP in the area?
Well, A for national security and MP so far.
Okay.
And also Prime Minister a double A.
Okay, there are a number of things that that the Prime Minister is doing, especially with the public relations. But I'll engage
climate change,
I'm going to engage you. Name me two things that you are impressed with the Prime Minister about.
Well, first of all, the climate change.
Okay, that's one.
He's leading that way heavily. And also he's leading the way in the Caribbean with Haiti.
Explain that.
Well, he can't explain because he ain't set up all of it yet, but right now...
So he haven't done anything yet, but you right giving him A for that.
Let me finish, Mr. Nuri.
No, I don't. Go ahead.
Right now, he's engaged in the Caribbean to work towards working on a patent and a solution for Haiti.
Okay.
That's why I said like
and
that.
And you give him an A for that?
Yeah, I'm looking for... for starting. That's like a computer. You call on the computer, you got to start it, right?
You got to start it.
Have a good day.
Yeah, man. And as I read in a record some weeks ago, I know that CARICOM selected three leaders of the Caribbean. They selected the Prime Minister of Barbados, the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, and the Prime Minister of Jamaica to lead the conversation on what can be done or what is the Caribbean's response. And I'm seeing now that we are now given that honor. Remove the whole CARICOM decision altogether and suggesting that it's the Bahamas who started it. But I believe that's all subjective. All subjective. But I see I have another caller there. Pass the caller through. Hello, caller. What constituency are you from?
Hi, good morning. Bamboo Donna.
Good morning, Bamboo Donna. Now.
That's the Speaker of the House. I know she's getting a good grade.
Oh, yeah. I see she does some big things in the Bahamas.
Is she? Really?
I don't know. You're going to tell me now. That's where you live.
Oh, absolutely not. If I could do my best, a D.
A D?
Because
that's a harsh grade.
I have been calling the shows and complaining consistently about things that need to be done in the community, and I am yet to see anything done.
So let me engage
you. Her once.
Let me engage
you. And like
you.
I said, she don't live far from me, so if she was far away, I could say that, okay, I don't see her because she lives a few houses from me, and I see the car come and go, but I don't hardly see her.
Now, let me engage you, Colin. Well, we know that the Speaker of the House tend to be busy because she manages everything inside the House, right? So the party itself tends to support whoever the Speaker is in terms of doing things in community. I want to know, what exactly do you find lacking in her representation? I don't want you to be grading her unfairly because of her role. So what exactly do you want?
Okay, for me, I would like to see her more active in the community, taking part in or having cleanup work done in the community. I'm in the Kennedy area, and they start to paint the park the other day. She had some Wi-Fi initiative going on, and they halfway paint the park. I can send you pictures. I'll have to go and take some and send you them where the park is half painted. I can send you where the park only gets cleaned once in a while, and the pothole in Kennedy is from Soldier Road all the way through to almost every corner. When I say pothole, you ducking, dodging, jumping, skipping, and swimming to get by just to get home.
Lots of ministry works.
Made reports about it. Old derelict vehicles all over the place. Unkept homes, like where nobody abandoned homes. All these things where criminals are hiding out. We've had shootings in the area in recent times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of these homes are some of the places where these persons are hiding out to try and catch what they're looking for. So the list goes on. Do I need to go on?
So question, do you see anything that she's actually doing in that constituency? That's a good question because I saw that she had a back to school And I think she would have given back maybe over 1,000. I mean, that's just my view of what I saw. I can't say because you live there, so you know what's happening. But I've seen she has given back bicycles and bags, and she's on the road, and she's having these giveaways to the people in that constituency. I'm asking you, as a resident of that community, have you seen any of these things that she's been doing? Because we're going to judge these people fairly.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it. I've seen the kids gathered around the park and what's not in the area that I'm in. So I can see that, yeah, she has done
that.
She's just doing something.
The negative for right now as it stands, the negative outweighs the positive by a great deal.
I feel like
those who are supposed to be supporting her community because of her position, mm-hmm. I think they need to step up to try and support her more. They're not doing it enough, or they're not doing it at all.
I appreciate you.
She needs some help. I'm so sorry, but she does.
Okay.
See, my opinion to that is this. We have a ministry responsible for the roads.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if we, as a community, see that we having these potholes, et cetera, and it's becoming a thorn in the people's side,
mm-hmm.
then I think that you need to call those persons responsible for that particular department.
Mm-hmm.
We have environmental health that is responsible.
And I hear you, Munnings, but Bahamians like to know that their MP is engaged with them. If they do see the MP and they say, well, see, this pothole is here.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have an issues calling the Ministry of Works, the MP can write down a name and say, no problem. I have a whole office with the support staff. I'll report it for you.
Right.
But I don't want to give an excuse that Bahamians or constituents shouldn't do their part.
No, of course.
But I'm just saying that some constituents, like their MP, engage with them and complain. But I want to mention this to you before I go to the next caller. Abaco.
Mm-hmm.
Abaco gave an approval rating for the PLP as 58%. Also, Grand Bahama gave an approval rating for 57%. These are high numbers, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
These are high numbers, especially for depressed economies like Abaco and Grand Bahama. To give an approval rating for the PLP says wonders on what is happening or what is their outlook or to the PLP's response. I want to know your opinion on that.
Well, look at it like this. Those particular areas that we're speaking about now, they are the battered areas, CA. We look at Abaco. Abaco accounts for 1/3 of the Bahamian people GDP. The Bahamian people. The whole of the country, 1/3. Freeport, Magic City, home of one of the largest container ports in the region.
Mm-hmm.
These places have the potential economically to do wonders. The former administration dropped the ball like 100 times.
Mm.
That's reality. We can't overlook that and say that didn't happen. The present government came in and said, you know what? We need to get the people back to work. We need to restore it. We need to be able to listen to what the people says and make it happen. And I think that is something that those people look at. Because when they look at the former administration,
mm-hmm.
and the leader of that party, and they say, hey, this is our cry. And he says, I want to go eat stew fish and boil fish.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And to somebody that's listening and sitting down and hearing what you're saying, even if they don't follow through, the fact that you would listen and take the time to say what we're going through as a people, I think that sends the volume.
But I want some Grand Bahamians to call in. I want to know exactly what tangible stuff have the Progressive Liberal Party done on Grand Bahama to get such a high number. But I have some callers online. Producer Patrick, the call is true. How you doing, caller? Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. We're talking Graydon, the Progressive Liberal Party. What constituency are you from?
Carmichael.
Carmichael. I'm sure you can give us some good grades.
Oh, no. Failure.
Who's your MP?
Keith Bell.
And you think Keith Bell is not doing a good job?
Not in Carmichael.
Give me two issues you have.
I have an issue. A couple times, few of the neighbors went to his office to meet with him. We never could meet with him to tell him what we would like to see to upgrade in the community. They wouldn't even give us his number. Even call him. All they say, leave the number, he'll get to you. And it's now 1 year, he haven't get to us, we haven't seen him.
Okay, I'm going to engage you, caller. Give me one example of what issue you have. I want to see a tangible issue so I can say, yes, I see it. Why you want to meet with Keith Bell?
Not just me, a few of us in that area would like to meet with him.
Why?
Because because one or two of the older members mm-hmm. need repairs done to their house. The street light being out for years.
Mm-hmm.
This is why Desmond Bannister isn't in the house today, because he failed the people. He didn't get his job done and keep falling in that same pot.
Okay, and the two examples I could embrace. I could embrace that. You want the street lights fixed and stuff. So I register
and
that.
Come around and check and see.
You want
what
the
older people need or which way you could assist them.
Physical representation, you say.
But we only see him when he's on television.
Oh Lord.
We haven't seen him from we vote for him. We haven't seen him.
Oh, okay, I appreciate that. What grade are you giving Keith Bell? I'm sorry.
F.
F too. Yours great hard. Okay, thank you for this call. I have a text right here. It says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. Mr. Major overpromises and underdelivers. For a pastor, he needs to do better. For a pastor, my experience with him is not good. I don't like how you all be talking about the man of God, no. You can't be calling people pastor and then challenging them like that. You call them an MP, but you can't be judging a good man of God.
That's the opinion. I mean, I know him personally.
You don't believe in judgment. That's
no, I know him personally, and yeah. Me knowing him personally, he is an upfront person. If mm-hmm. he can help you, he'll give you the shirt off his back.
I have another text here. It says constituents should complain to MPs and in turn reach out to the government departments to address the issues, which is something you said earlier, Mike.
Yeah, so this is something that I was telling you earlier, But this is what has to happen. I think that Mr. Davis has to bring in his people and say, listen, we're in office now. We intend to do 2 terms. And if we intend to do 2 terms, we can need all hands on deck. We can need people on the ground. We can need to hear the plights of the people. We can need to be able to do some things and show some things that are tangible. Whether we're going to be able to help some entrepreneurs in this country. Mm-hmm. I look at the budget the other day
mm-hmm.
with farming.
Mm-hmm.
I think they gave a $5 million budget for farming. We're in a food crisis.
And
$35 million they put for consultancies.
Mm-hmm.
That's an indictment. I think that should be that they should look back at that and say, hey.
But the Minister of Tourism just announced that they plan to do some deals with the Chinese in order to improve farming.
Boy, I tell you.
But let me read this next text before I go to the callers, right? Say, CA, garbage has not been collected in South Ocean in 4 weeks.
That's long.
Surely you can go to your MP and complain about that. Is that something I can call my MP?
But definitely you should be able to call your MP on that. Because okay. whoever got those contracts to do the garbage collection
mm-hmm.
needs to be held accountable. Mm-hmm. You see, this is what I'm saying to you as a people. It's what we look at and what we're holding accountable to. What are we weighing these people on? What are we judging them on?
Mm-hmm.
We have to judge them on real things that the Bayman people are really concerned about, not the low-hanging fruit. If you have garbage piling up, I'm looking at the rats and rodents that be going to take over your community soon.
Mm-hmm. Producer, patch your next caller through. This has been Guardian Radio AM.
Yes, sir. Good day.
Good day. What constituency are you from?
Yeah, I'm from St. Barnabas, and so you know.
Shenandoah and Cartwright.
Right. So, but I don't want to judge. I don't want to deal with the MP. I want to deal with the government, the cabinet, or the governing party, and them and their policies and legislation.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they promised to live to deal with increasing the minimum wage. That hasn't been done. So I got to give them my F on that. And even though what their promise wasn't nothing, because the promise to people are $150 on minimum wage is garbage. When the University of the Bahamas says that it should be $600 per week, you understand what I'm saying? Plus,
mm-hmm.
so that in itself is an F for them. You see, we have, and then. We talk about investors coming and man, that's us not owning our resources.
Agreed.
Some foreign entity coming in here and owning our resources. Hello?
I'm here, man. I'm listening to you.
And then you speak about the MP, the Prime Minister, and what he's gonna do for Haiti. I don't see him. No, they talk about coming together and speaking with one voice for climate change. But who is speaking with one voice for for the reparation to the Haiti. You know, who's uniting on it? Where's his voice? I feel like the female Nia Motley. She's the leader. She's the leader on climate change. Greta Thunberg is the leader on climate change, if you ask me. But she's definitely not our prime minister. He's just on the bottom line.
I don't want you to diminish the efforts of our prime minister. Every chance he has, you see he heralds climate change and you see he heralds.
Yeah, but he's not the leader in the world on climate change. Climate change issues have been around from time.
But he does have a voice and he's make sure Akron is his voice. So he may not be the leader, as some people might try and spin that. But he is definitely
a leader
within the Caribbean who is champion.
And what about our resources? We live in a community where in a country where only the rich man could benefit from our resources. Mm-hmm. Those in the sea, only those who can afford to own a big boat to charge could benefit, become millionaires from the sea. Same thing with the land. We got people that can't afford land to build a shack and you know what I'm saying, just own a farm. Thank you.
I understand. I have another text here that said, I am from the good part of Garden Hills. My MP is the Minister of Sports. I give him a C grade so far. He keeps the area clean, but he needs to be more accessible. So a number of people are complaining about accessibility.
Yes.
They're seeing their MPs. I can say that yesterday was Sunday, my MP, I live in Fox Hill, he came around. He stopped to every house in Freddie Munning's manor. Knocked to the door. He pointed out that why is the trash so high, right? Why is the grass not being cut? Have these people moved out? So definitely he's accessible.
That's what he is known for.
And that's what he's definitely known for.
He's an old school kind of MP. So that is what he is known for. He knows that you have to hit those grounds. You have to be physical when you're getting in with interacting with the Bahamian people. Because the Bahamian people want to see you. They want to know that even if you don't do something for everybody, they just want to know that you hitting the ground and you hearing their cries and you're going to try to do the best that you can because you can't clog all the holes.
Okay. I have another caller on the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, yes, that's me again. Calling back.
You called back?
From Bamboo Town.
Go ahead.
Yes. Like the gentleman was saying that some of these things that we can report ourselves. Well, I want him to know, I want you to know that I have done that.
Uh-huh.
I actually went and spoke with someone directly at the government hot mix plant that does the road work.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman told me that they left the yard this morning heading into Kennedy to start stuffing up potholes.
I'm listening.
Because I made the report to my MP before once or twice. I never got it done. So I decided to go there. Get it done.
Yeah, because I remember they were sending around a flyer. I don't know if you got it, and it said, call this number if you see a pothole.
Yeah, I see this text saying that why should they call this number? But the number was given out.
The number was given out via WhatsApp or Facebook, and it says that if you see a pothole, report it, and they'll come there and they'll patch it.
I see that number. Someone from there who told me how to go there and speak with there, so I went there myself and speak with them.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's been fixed, but I'm saying Kennedy is loaded with potholes.
Yes. Penny has a problem with potholes.
Yes. So if she, because she lives in that section of Bamboo Town, she can see what I can see.
She should be able to intervene.
She utilized that park twice within the last 2 months, I think, and the biggest set of potholes is right around the park area. So I know she see what I see.
Mm-hmm.
So she could have done what I did. As an MP, she would have probably got a faster response.
And I appreciate you.
You understand?
Yes.
So that's my thing. And for me to say grade the PLP as a whole or the Prime Minister, I'm sorry, but he still gets a D from me because he gets a pump and pageantry. Now, he can get an A for that because all he does is show around and show up everywhere. But I hear a lot of, I'm going to do this, or we're doing that, or we're consultating on this. But I'm one of those who need to see it done
mm-hmm.
for me to say, okay, yes, I can grade you now because now I can literally see what it is you're doing. I want to hear what you showing up and talking to me. Don't tell me it's going to be done because I can make you all kind of promises of comfort for you.
Thank you very much, Carlo. Munnings, everybody talking about the PLP's public relation. They giving the public relation A. They said they on TV, they on radio, they doing the tours, they having concert, they eating big. You know, just clearly there's a three meat type thing. And I'm not saying that the people are getting concerned or they're getting angst or they're getting vexed to seeing them in the media. But it looks like they're asking for more.
See, people are demanding more because our children are being more exposed to the educational system. They're being more exposed to the traveling around the world. So they're going to call their government to a higher standard. We have students that have went abroad or even still here at UB. They're now asking the hard questions. Mm-hmm. What is the future of the Bahamas? What is that going to look like? Mm-hmm. That is the question they're asking. They're going off the universities, and they're staying where they get degrees, whether it be Canada, the UK, whether it be in the US. Mm-hmm. These children are from the soil. How do we bring them back home? The government should be asking themselves. Mm-hmm. These are educated people to take the Bahamas to the next 21st century. Mm-hmm. This is where we are.
I see I have some more callers there. Producer, put them through so we can have that discussion. Hello, caller, are you there?
ACA, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to your guest, Mr. Munnings, I think his name is.
Yes, good morning, sir.
Okay. Very salient points being made on your program this morning, CA. Mm-hmm. I'd like to add to that conversation. First and foremost, in terms of the Bahamians who are now overseas in college, university, or even actually working in these areas, how do we attract them back home? This is the question that has been asked but has not been sufficiently answered to convince them to come back home. We all know some of the reasons why they won't return. The thing is, what we are looking for is visionary leadership.
Right.
And so far, that visionary leadership has not produced itself sufficiently to the point to convince our people to come back home.
But Jeff,
yes.
What constituents are you from? And what grade
Well, as far as my constituency is concerned, it is Seabreeze. I give Leslie Miller, at this point, Miller Bryce, a seat at this point.
A seat?
Realizing that this is only 1 year in. She has not reached out into all areas as yet.
But a seat?
Listen. Is better than a D or E or F, right?
I agree.
Okay, so I'm being straight up. I haven't seen Leslie, even though I know her personally. Not saying that I'm expecting to see her, but in my area, I don't know of anyone who has seen her yet. Not saying that her workers have not touched the area, which
so
they have.
You see the workers, but you still give
them a seat. Some of her workers, yes. And I say a seat because her initiatives that she has for the area. I've seen one or two actually being implemented, such as, I'll give a prime example, cleaning of lots mm-hmm. that is overgrown, mm-hmm. other people's properties. I've mm-hmm. seen that happen, and I give her an A+ for that.
Okay.
For the other initiatives that is yet to come, like I said, this is only 1 year in.
Right.
Now, by second or third year, I would perhaps review that.
By the second year, you'll review it.
But perhaps, yes, I would. Mm-hmm. But she has been, from what I've heard, on other sides of the constituency, her presence is felt. But like the previous MP that was there, mm-hmm. Some of us never saw that MP. Okay? So, and we haven't seen what she did in the area. But for her, I give her a C for now.
Okay.
All right?
I'd like
to just close on this one point here as well. The initiative that I understood you spoke to, as far as tourism and the Chinese in agriculture, mm-hmm. I think we are shooting ourselves in the foot. My mm-hmm. honest opinion would be this. We need to empower our people. This mm-hmm. is something that I'm looking forward to this government
doing,
empowering the people. All of these landscaping and all of these cleanups in these areas and stuff, instead of calling outside companies into those areas to clean up, empower the people in the area. Pay them the stipend to help clean up their places. And maybe, perhaps, you'll find that we would stimulate somebody in that community to grab them and say, hey, look, let's all start a company in this community and then branch off from there. Empower the people.
Jeff,
okay?
That's all I have to say.
Thanks for taking my call.
Producer, I see I have one more call there. Patrick Drew, how you doing, caller?
Well, good morning. Good
morning, Mr. C.A. How you doing, Graham? What constituency are you from?
I'm calling you from the great constituency of Montague on the out island of New Providence.
So that's Wayne Monroe. What grade would you give Wayne Monroe?
Don Wayne Monroe.
So who is that?
He is Freetown.
That's white?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. White.
Oh, that's Sinanse then.
Yeah, Sinanse.
Yeah, we decided to give Mr. White a bigger area.
Okay, go ahead.
From one side of Village Road that's pleasantly dug up to the other side is the divide between Freetown and what used to be Montague,
mm-hmm.
we have removed the great historic fort I'm going to label it for Freetown.
How are you going to grade him, Graham? That's the question. How are you going to grade Mr. White?
I grade the New Day government with an A+.
Okay.
And can I tell you why?
Why?
Because they've not locked me up in my house for 5 days yet. I could see my sweetheart, if I have one.
It's my Starbucks friend. He's controversial, but we can keep it right there. Let's go.
Yeah, but let's get serious. Why would you want my brother to move back home from Canada, where he has a modern lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
making $200,000-$300,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
and living in a city? You know what a city is.
Does more than means better?
So why would you, and how could you encourage him right now, because he might be listening. I'm going to play it for him later. How could you encourage him to move back to the Bahamas where, after 49 years, CA, you have not built one city? Now, you know the story in the Bible with the talents? We were given plenty talents, but we go and hide our talent, eh? And so, maybe, I don't know the thinking, but it might be, we're giving the country to the people from Polynesia, the Caribbean, Canada, America, and UK, and Asia, to see if they can build a city. So don't tell me we're young, because in 50 years, less than 50 years, I assure you, you've seen major cities rise from the sand. 30 seconds now
to wrap up the show. It's 11:59. Mr. Munnings, I appreciate you coming on. I got to invite you in back again. So if you're free this week, I want to continue this. You know, we need to give the PLP the grade.
Yeah, we need
and
to
also have the government know what the Bahamian people are thinking of them. So I'll make an appointment for you to come on again this week again, that we can just assess the PLP.
Definitely.
But this has been Guardian Radio in the AM. This is going soon to be 12 o'clock for the news. I see you back again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.